I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. The main agenda item is selecting a person to fill a vacant seat on the commission, and we found out what's happening with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
So tonight we have a few consent agenda items, and then as unfinished business, our one and only action item is the city commissioner appointment.
And what is going to happen with that tonight? Are the candidates going to be there? What's the word?
Yes, we sent a letter to the candidates right after the deadline of the 30th of November. And they will have, if they were invited to the meeting, I'm assuming they'll be there, and they will be allowed, in addition to the 3 minutes of public comment, they'll be allowed 3 minutes to speak independently on this particular agenda item. In other words, try to sell themselves.
What is the length of the term now that's remaining? This was Sarah Cambenzi's seat. She was just elected to the state house, but what's left on that?
Well, it's 1 year until November of next year, 2018, and then they'll have to run again if they want to.
Now, if someone is appointed to the commission tonight, well, someone will be, but if that person wishes to run again, is that looked at that they would be able to do the ability of a couple of terms after that if they get in, or is that sort of up for discussion?
I don't know. It's my understanding from speaking to the city clerk that it would count as one of the terms, because if it's before January 1, then it counts towards completing a term, so it is considered a term for whoever is appointed. If they take the seat after January 1, then they can run for two more terms.
Is the person that will be selected, will they be seated on the commission tonight?
That is the plan.
That is the plan. Now, there's been 9 candidates, and I believe that at least the plan is that most of them will be there to speak tonight to deliver their, I guess, deliver their pitch.
Yes, and that's the plan.
And this is all in accordance with the charter and what is to be done, because there's been some controversy in the community about should have it been just given to someone and whatnot. This is the procedure that's laid out by the city.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
What's laid out by the charter is that the commission has the authority to appoint. Period. We did some research into the history of this kind of thing on the commission, and it's all over the place. I mean, different commissions have done it different ways. And what the commission has done in this case is choose to go through this process that we're talking about. It doesn't mean that the next commission has to do that. That might be in the same situation. They can decide any route they want. However, I will tell you that the city clerk is taking this particular process and putting it in a file and saying, if it comes up again, we're digging this one out again.
It seems like it's working pretty well from that purpose.
Yes.
Well, that meeting is tonight, 6:00 at Commission Chambers of City Hall. And of course, tonight, the dominant issue on the agenda is the selection of a new member to the commission to fill a vacant seat. But under the consent agenda, there is an application process for a grant that the city is looking at that has to do with trying to get Picnic Rocks, Shirus Park, kind of back in order after the damage it took in the last this past fall.
That's correct. I mean, we all know that our shoreline sustained some decent or serious damage back in October. And tonight on the consent agenda, we're going to be asking the commission for permission to apply for a coastal zone management grant, which is a grant that we hope to obtain to help us design research and look at Shirus Park to see the best way to kind of put it back into shape. It's a $100,000 grant, but it's a one-to-one match, so we have to come up with $100,000 to match. And the other little piece of bad news is that it isn't available until 2018 October, and if we in fact are successful.
But I'm sure this would help out with the overall restoration of that park, because you probably got a pretty good price tag to fix what happened.
I think so. And I think what we're looking at for the springtime is a temporary fix that we can do internally to kind of get it back into a working shape where people can still have access to the park and some relative safety. And then they, by utilizing this grant, we'll be able to look at a long-term fix, which I think we all agree is going to be a serious bit of work.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. The meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock this evening at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.